Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Adam Amin, television voice of the Chicago Bulls.
Giddy for the win!
MLB NFL play-by-play broadcaster for Fox.
Stonehouse with pressure, a block. It's scooped up by the Bears. Back the other way. Jonathan Owens. Touchdown, Chicago. That ball's loose. It is out. It is the Bears that have it. Power Eccles ends up with it. And it was Austin Booker who made the impact to knock it away from yours again.
Adam Amin on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The man needs no introduction, but he does so much that we have to let you know what all he's doing. Adam Amin, kind enough to join us in studio to celebrate the Bulls' upcoming season starting tomorrow. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And it's fun when we get to talk to Adam because we've got like 95 different questions for him during the break. It's Daft Punk. It's talking about the epic ALDS series. It's talking about the Bulls. So we do want to start with the Bulls.
Sure.
And Adam, how I think we all talked about this. Like, you called the last preseason game for the Bulls. You've been doing basketball. You did baseball or football. You did baseball famously and had a wonderful run with Fox this past season. So how do you switch gears? You know, how do you go from all of these different brain wavelengths, you know, football brain, baseball brain, and now you have to go to basketball brain?
There's always two brains in there. It's a weird setup. No, I first off appreciate that, guys, and you guys were very very kind in your words, so thank you very much. It's very meaningful, I promise you that. It's the same thing that I think you guys have to do it a lot more than I do, right? You got to jump sport to sport to sport way more than I do. I at least get a little bit of time to lock into something or get a few days. Like the flight home from Minneapolis on Sunday, and then the last like day and a half has all been just NBA stuff, just because I'm fortunate because this week I have Carolina. We just had the Panthers, not this past week, but the week before. So I only have to prep like a little bit for them and then prep the Bills. I got to dedicate more time than usual this week to making sure everything is done with the Bulls stuff. So it's been good to kind of play catch up. Did a lot of the work last week getting ready for that last preseason game. But I mean, there's still so many questions up in the air that the prep never really stops because now there's updates coming in. Well, now Kobe White's going to miss the opener. You know, you're going to have Zach Collins out. So now we're thinking about rotation. So I'm doing a little bit more on Dalen Terry because you get the sense that his minutes are going to have to go up and things like that. So it's a constant movement. I don't think there's ever like a shift fully, just the way you guys have to keep an eye out for six or seven different things on a pretty consistent basis, especially between the three of you who have ranging assignments. It's almost a little bit easier because you get to kind of lock in. I remember Kevin Harlan gave me great advice on an airplane coming back from Louisville one day. And he said, I asked him, like, how do you handle it? Because he goes from Saturday college basketball game to Sunday NFL to Monday night football on the radio to he used to be going to TNT and now he's going to be doing Amazon. So how do you, you know, focus on one thing or another? He goes, try to do as much as you can ahead of time. And then as soon as you get to like a city or like you're getting ready for a game, like in that city, try to really shift everything to that space, because you're associating like where you are, like what hotel room you're waking up in, what newspaper is going to be at your, you know, front door at the hotel with the game that you're calling that next time or that night or whatever it may be. So I thought it was a great piece of advice that I still follow.
Serious question. When you're in the other cities, obviously you're going to read the papers there, or you know, obviously you can get online to do that as well. Do you click on sports talk radio? Do you get a little feel for what the people are talking about in the other cities for the respective sports?
I think so, because we'll get a lot of clips, and I've got, you know, there are research people that I'm sure will send you something if you ask for that. But more so, like, I like if we get picked up by a driver, or like if I'm in an Uber or a cab or something like that, I always actually like to ask the driver, because they always seem to run into a lot of people, so they probably hear a lot of differing opinions, even if they're not like a sports fan. Most people are in some way associated with a team in that town, especially if it's the NFL, like you're in Philadelphia. If you ask, hey, how are the Birds doing, you're gonna get a million different responses from a million different people. So
you won't have to talk the rest of the cast.
And you don't have to, I mean, it, depending on the city, like you're going to get a very passionate and or reasoned and or intelligent or completely unhinged response. So it's a good barometer for every town that you go to.
You brought that up specifically because I'm so curious. What's the most, because you've been in so many cities during like NFL season and everything else, what's the most passionate fan base, just like, In like kind of man on the street, and what's the most dispassionate fan base in terms of like it seemed like people didn't care that much?
I do think Philadelphia has a lot of intensity for it, and again, you can speak to this obviously, but like it does feel like everybody has some kind of vested interest, and that's how I feel here too. But not everybody like is sitting around formulating an opinion in Chicago. They just want to see success, and when they're not successful, like, it's not that fun to be around sometimes, right? Like, you guys have walked around on two, you know, losing, I know one was a Monday Night Football game, a losing Tuesday and a losing Monday, and now you've gone through four straight winning Mondays. So, like, or I guess another Tuesday with Washington. So, you guys get the pulse of this the very next day, and you tell me how much easier it is to walk into the building and people are smiling more often than not, or at least have something to be able to talk to you about that has a positive connotation to it when the Bears win the night before or the day before. It's way easier. And I think Philadelphia, it's a different level of that because they're still upset the next day about something that didn't go right.
In a win, right?
Like, I don't know what you're going to complain. They're probably complaining about Barkley this week, right? Yeah, Sirianni doesn't know how to get the run game going. Like, I don't know if that's true. Jalen Hurts just threw for like 300 yards for the first time in a year and a half. Like, isn't that enough to stem the tide for at least a couple days before you got to play the Giants again? I don't know if that's the case. So I think the passion of that really sticks out. I think, you know, it's very team specific the further west you go. I think that's been the general thought. You go further west, people care about the Dodgers. I was just in Seattle. Like, the passion for the Mariners is very high, but it's that same level of disappointment. At least the Seahawks have a little bit of consistency, so people are really behind that team right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We get to talk to Adam Amin, play-by-play man for the Chicago Bulls. As we mentioned, NFL on Fox, Major League Baseball on Fox as well. And it's ahead of the Bulls season starting. We are the ones watching the preseason games. Like, we're that crew as a show. We talk about it. And one of the big observations has been how good Modest Buzelis has been in this preseason. And that only bodes well for him come regular season time. What do you think about how he's shown out so far?
I think, you know, we were doing the Thursday game against the Timberwolves, and Casey Johnson had a great report about how Modest was, like, not pleased with a five-block game he had the game before against Denver. And that's, again, that's a great attitude to have. I think he's convinced himself, or is very good at convincing himself, that, like, hey, this is not good enough. That's not an easy thing for a young person to do. And I understand that that can also be, like, self-defeating at times as well. He doesn't seem like the type of self-defeating. He doesn't seem to have a self-defeatist attitude. For him, it seems like these are motivational tactics that he has taught himself, that have been ingrained in him. Remember, he's got a very deep basketball background going back to his grandfather. Like, there is a lot of basketball in his life, and I know he has observed a lot of different things that maybe your typical 19, 20, 21-year-old, now he's 21, may not have experienced. And they've had to learn it through different means or different resources. Modest has kind of lived it most of his life just based on his upbringing. So I think to have that type of attitude where, hey, this, I know five blocks is great. It's not good enough because of this, or the rotations weren't right, or I could have been better on the ball. Like, there's always something he's focused on improving. And he's not at the point in his life or his career yet to where you can lean on your accomplishments. You have to lean on failures when you're this young. I think a lot of us who found any success whatsoever leaned on a lot of failures in our early, you know, careers, early in the profession, whatever it may be, to motivate ourselves. Part of that is the immigrant shame that my parents bestowed upon me from a very young age. But
I too understand that.
Yes. We don't do that here. Yeah. I looked right at Layla when I said that.
Rahimi and Amin identify, yes.
We don't immigrant shame on this show.
We're in non-STEM jobs, which is a whole separate discussion.
That's a whole separate discussion. Yeah, I think a lot of people, like we use our failures to try to motivate ourselves. And then when you get to a point where confidence comes in, you have a resume or a track record of successes, then you look at the successes and go, all right, what do I glean from this to continue or maintain or sustain whatever it is that I've done? He's still at that point where he lets his failures, or what he perceives as his own failures, motivate him. And I think that's a really rare trait in a modern 21-year-old.
Yeah, the 21-year-old part is heavy on that, because I believe that he has really accepted this process. You talked about the basketball running deep in his family, and I think he understands this is not a one-trick pony thing. This is going to take some time, and he's ready to do every step it takes. And I think with Coby White being out now, he's going to have to step up. And it looks like, for me anyway, he's got a chance to be the most improved player of the year just because of Coby maybe not playing for a month at the start of the season.
I mean, the opportunities are going to be there, and he's obviously a kid that has taken a lot of advantage of opportunity. And even the first couple of times, like, he went through the growing pains. I don't know if it's a chicken or the egg situation where it's like, well, the reason he got better in the second half is because he didn't have to go through the hard minutes of getting embarrassed or whatever by, you know, high caliber NBA players the first half. So the credit goes to Billy Donovan. Or is it, man, have they played him earlier? Maybe he would have been, like, you know, a candidate for rookie of the year. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I don't think either one of those things happens without the other. I think this is a very symbiotic relationship. And I think his understanding of that, the way he's at least spoken about that, to your point, Marshall, he has always said, like, no, Billy did the right thing. This is how I want to be coached. This is what he did to motivate me. This is what they showed me. This is what I work on now. When you're grabbing two or three assistant coaches to help you with defensive positioning, that goes a long way, I think, in terms of how people are going to perceive you. So that's already a step in the right direction if most improved is a goal for him. The opportunities to be a great offensive player are going to continue to be there. And then if he continues to improve defensively, then yes, I think most improved towards the end of the year is very much in the conversation if that trajectory continues to grow at the rate that we've seen.
I was at the Actually, we got to take a break here. Is that okay? Sorry, we're not going to start something. But I do want to ask you about Dalen Terry coming, because you mentioned him and that they might need some more minutes from him. So I want to ask you about him. We'll get into some other stuff with Adam Amin here of Fox Sports, of
CHSN.
CHSN, all the places. Adam Amin is with us here.
Name some letters. We've worked there. Yeah,
also, fine. People want to know where they can hear your DJ sets. Do you have a SoundCloud or an Instagram?
I have a SoundCloud and a YouTube. And yeah, we're playing a set on Halloween after a Bulls game, so that'll be fun too.
There it is. Ooh. All right, so we'll do more of all of that with Adam Amin and ask him about calling one of the best games in recent history in baseball. That is all next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.